Armand, thank you for taking time to talk to me today. There is a lot of horror going on in Ukraine, and it's been going on for years. But this latest phase in the Russian invasion of Ukraine has left a lot of carnage across the country, and the latest took place in Izium, and I believe you've been there and you've seen some of this carnage. So can you just start off by telling me what you saw there?
So, yeah, no, I mean, I was in Izium the last 3 days, and we went there actually when we heard the news that they found more than 400 graves outside the cemetery in Izium, and probably a mass grave. So we immediately headed there. It was a very misty morning, I remember. It was 3 days ago. And so, of course, when we heard the news of more than 400 people being potentially have been killed or executed, we didn't know at the point. So we immediately headed there to the misty woods of outside the cemetery of Izium. And once there, I mean, I was the there was only AFP, then Reuters, the photographer, and Radio Free Europe journalist there very early in the morning, because that day was the day that the Ukrainian authorities also organized a press tour that would only arrive in the afternoon. So we went there in the morning, sort of fresh. And I mean, it was a bit of a shock. Because I mean, you have to imagine this, which usually should be potentially very beautiful forest, and all of a sudden all these cross starting to appear from nowhere in the mist in that morning. And so cross after cross, and anonymous cross for most of them, actually, with only figures written on them. And all of a sudden we see some forensic military, actually, not police at first, starting to dig this place by the crosses. And they immediately told us that they saw a cross with written 70, Ukrainian army, 17 people from the morgue in Izium. And so they were starting to dig these bodies out. So these were probably soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers that were moved from the morgue into this mass grave. So they were in black body bags. And then on the side, we saw all the demining teams arriving as well to sort of check if there were any booby traps or unexploded devices around the crosses. We saw some of the graves were not anonymous. We saw some people actually flourish them. We saw some graves with names, but we saw, I mean, dozens and dozens. And we'll learn later only that there will be around 440, 445. But the number of people buried there is still unknown, because we still don't know if one grave corresponds to only one person. So far, it seems to be the case. I mean, we went there as well yesterday, and we had an update with the prosecutor. And there was only so far one official mass grave, and it concerns these 17 soldiers that were buried there.
Armand, we've been hearing and seeing some images of people that had their hands tied and feet bound. And have you seen anything like that during what you've seen?
So the first day I didn't assist to the exhumation of civilians that happened in the afternoon. But one of my photographers was there. They saw for the first time people with tight hands. At first, there was news of people being buried with ropes around their neck. That didn't wasn't the case that day. So I remember Reuters had retracted. But yesterday, we've done, again, a little trip to Izium to speak to the prosecutor, because it's, of course, there's a lot of legal people out there, and we wanted for them to give us at least a little update, because a lot of things have been written and it's very complicated to report on this, because words have sort of meaning, because like a lot of people or media might have rushed into conclusions saying it's one mass grave of 440 people. So that, for example, not exactly the case. So there's only one mass grave, I repeat, of 17 people, soldiers, and then a lot of civilians. And regarding these civilians, yes, there were people who were tied with tight hands. Yesterday, the prosecutor confirmed to us that they found one person with a rope around the neck. And surprising, the new fact that he told us yesterday was that they found a lot of people with stabbing wounds. And in particular, this one woman who seemed to have been stabbed multiple times. Once again, he insisted that these bodies need to go through a proper autopsy, and that will be the case in the nearby big town of Kharkiv. So, and that we will be updated. But yes, there were signs of mistreatment, at least, probably torture. And they still haven't found so far people with executions. They said they're not looking for them, they don't hope for them, but they think there might be several ones. And one last thing, yesterday, by my eyes, I saw actually the exhumation of a former soldier who fought back in 2014, and he was hands tied in front and not at the back like the other person. So we have at least two people with tied hands, and he had his pants lowered. So, of course, obviously, we don't know the conditions of how everything happened, but yes, there seems to have happened some pretty nasty things.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
This is the first war I'm reporting on, and I'm originally from Bosnia. I'm from Sarajevo, so we've seen some very, how to say, obscene some pictures come back to my head about Srebrenica and places like that where some war crimes have been committed. So me, it's the first time I cover a war, and I was in Bucha actually. And in Bucha we had also the same case of this mass grave with some people from the morgue that has been transported there, but also people who have been executed, people who have been just dumped there, people who are actually unrecognizable, and the people who will have to do DNA tests and stuff like that to be able to be identified. So no, it's the first time that I cover a war, and it's the first time I actually discovered all these atrocities.
That's the late Armand Soldin, Agence France press journalist, killed in Bakhmut on May 9th, 2023. Gigi Green, WTOP News.